One group reluctant to wade into politics, scientists, especially researchers who study hot-button issues. For instance, should global warming scientists participate in politics? That's a question NPR physics blogger Adam Frank has been thinking about lately, and he says that while science is what you know, what you do about it taps into another vein, values.
It's not every day that a world-famous climate scientist gets himself arrested in front of the White House. But that's exactly what happened to James Hansen, twice, as part of protests against the Keystone Pipeline. In the 1980s, it was Hansen's highly respected work that helped everyone realize the climate change we humans were driving was real and really dangerous. For lots of folks, Hansen's movement from climate scientist to climate activist made him a hero. But to others, particularly some scientists, Hansen's role on the front lines of activism raised a profound and deeply troubling question. In an age where the intersection of science and politics makes daily headlines, when is it okay for scientists to become political? Researchers like Hansen are moved to action because their own studies reveal the threat of climate change. In their eyes, civic duty demands the use of their authority as scientists to advocate loudly for a resolution to that threat. Michael Mann, another climate scientist who actually received death threats for his research, likens the response to the "if you see something, say something" catchphrase of Homeland Security. As Mann wrote in the New York Times, "If scientists choose not to engage in the public debate, we leave a vacuum that will be filled by those whose agenda is one of short-term self-interest." But for other researchers, there's a distinction between communicating scientists' understanding about the world and advocating for a particular response to it. The communication part is without doubt within the domain of scientists, but advocacy takes us into a very different and very difficult realm, the realm of policy, the realm of science and politics. As Americans, we cherish our democracy and count on each other to make wise, collective decisions about our collective future. But from climate change to cloning and the meaning of being human, the issues swirling around science and politics are nothing short of existential. That means the problems of science and politics are problems like no other. For scientists, this world of high consequences puts them into a position of special responsibility that can make their political activism very slippery. From astrophysics to molecular biology to atmospheric chemistry, we scientists are trained to listen to the universe speak in its own language. And we're granted special authority in society because we're expected to remain true to the evidence these dialogues with nature reveal. But expertise in climate change data does not make you an expert on the political science of climate policy. The authority we're given represents a special kind of trust between science and culture. If we step too far outside that protected circle of trust, we may not be able to come back within it again. And if that happens, everyone loses.
NPR physics blogger Adam Frank is a professor at the University of Rochester.